we realize, like, we really don't have a voice in our school sometimes, so we want to make a voice because it is it's for the students. The school is for the students. So the space that we had to talk in was, like, really a great space or opportunity where we had to vent. We could vent and just talk about different experiences we would go through. And that kind of empowered us because we all realized we were going through the same thing and had the same opinions on our school setting and just different things that would go on. So that kind of empowered me to do that.
And, I mean, over the time, it sounds like you've been involved in it for, what, 3 years?
Yes.
Over the time, you know, can you really say that there were problems that existed that now are at least a little bit better because of your efforts?
I would have to say that sometimes, well, not a lot, but the interaction between students and teachers or staff in our school has kind of gotten a little bit better. Well, in my case, it has because the teachers realize that I'm in that group and that we have these different conferences where we can talk about how to speak to adults and things like that. So it has helped me because I learned how to speak to adults and what type of respect I should deserve from adults as well. So it changed. It has changed for me. And the Black History Month event has changed for the school too because a lot of the teachers show up now because the first year, like, only a couple of teachers came and they're usually African-American teachers that came. And we don't have a large amount of African-American teachers in our school. So then, like, a lot of, like, the white teachers started coming, and we thought that was really cool because at first we didn't think that they cared, but then they actually did care. So that was really cool that they started coming.